Common, Dead of Hip Hop, album review, The Believer, The Dreamer. Okay, first off, let me say this. I think for a lot of people, when they realized that Common wasn't actually working with Kanye on this album, you know, maybe for people that are not too familiar with his discography, maybe a little concerned about the sound. Because together they put out three dope, damn near classic albums. But if you're familiar with Common and you know that he's worked with No ID in the past, and I gotta say, it sounds like they haven't lost a step, you know. And it was great to actually hear Common on No ID's production, man. And overall, man, I think this is a good album. You know, Common definitely sounded like he was hungry. He came back with a lot of fire, a lot of passion. Definitely told a lot of stories, such as I think the Raw, the story about, you know, him in the bar with the girl, you know, and the dude come up disrespecting him. I think the intro track was great. I know a lot of producers, you guys watch the show. If you get a chance, chop up that Maya Angelou piece for me, man, and send it to me, because I really, you know, really enjoy, you know, the spoken word. Set me there at the end of the song. What's another? There was another song that Sweet. Sweet was crazy. You know, Common really went into that song, and it showed that if you're not familiar with Common, you'll think he kind of always does that, you know, little positive, you know, social commentary. But Common can go the fuck off, you know, and like he did, you know, the Bitch and You. So it was great to hear that aggression from Common. So overall, man, Common came back, man. He again dropped another solid project. So if you're a fan of Common, you're a fan of the early Common No ID, you're gonna definitely love this album. And a lot of people are saying it's album of the year. So I need to sit with it a little bit more before I even say that. But anyway, that's it, man. Common.
No, I'm just picking back up what you said, album of the year. I was like, no, I disagree.
I'm not saying that.
I saw people saying album of the year. It's not album of the year. Don't get me wrong, I love Common. I'm a huge fan of Common. And it's good to see, you know, him and No ID link back up, because they haven't linked up since what, One Day It All Makes Sense album, because he produced it. It's Common's first three albums. So, but yeah, overall, it was a good album. I mean, it seemed like after people was giving him so much slack for Universal Mind Control, he just kind of came back with this album to show him, like, okay, y'all, look, nah, that was just the last album. Let me show y'all what I can do with this album. So yeah, I thought it was a good album. I enjoyed it. It wasn't like flawless or just perfect. I still think his best albums to me is like Water for Chocolate and B. To me, they're my favorite Common albums. I think that's his best work. But yeah, this album is a good album. I mean, I won't say album of the year or nothing like that. I won't even think say this is my top 10, but it's a good album still. I still enjoy it. But yeah, it's still a good album.
I think the album was dope. Sweet surprised me a little bit. Not surprised me in the fact, like, oh, wow, Common's really going in. But, like, oh, shit, you haven't been like this in a while. You know what I'm saying? Like, you haven't really gone in on, you know, I don't even know who the fuck he was talking about, you know. But, yo, it's, you know, there's a moist movement in hip-hop. There's a lot of moist guys out there. And I feel like Common was just like, you know, fuck all that bullshit, all you soft. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just going in.
Moist?
Yes, moist. Anyway, I like how Common went in. I like how aggressive he was. The album was dope, you know what I'm saying? Like B said, my two favorite albums are B and, like, Water for Chocolate. Those are the two best albums. But this was good. You know, it's Common. You like Common, you're going to like the album. But it is what it is.
I thought this album was fucking unbelievable. I thought it was great. But I can see why people are overhyping it a little bit. I think it's because, you know, coming off of Universal Mind Control, when you have a bad album, and I'm not afraid to say that was Common's Lasers, that was a really, really, really bad album. And I'm not even the biggest Common fan. I've said this before. I'm not a huge Common fan. I like Common, but I don't think he's amazing. I think he's a great rapper. He puts together great albums. But this album just caught me off guard, man. Like he was saying, from the Maya Angelou piece where she ends it with the Dare to Dream and it goes right into Ghetto Dreams flawlessly. And then Common and Nas just absolutely destroyed that track. And man, there's just so many good songs. Was it called Blue Sky? Blue Sky was amazing. Cloth was amazing. Like, I like the more poetic Common more than I like anything else. Sweet, I really liked it, but I'm one of those people, like, that y'all were talking about, that's just like, I don't know, I feel weird hearing that from Common.
Yeah, it's like, it's out of character.
Because, I mean, yes. The song was fucking dope as fuck. The song was unreal. Like, he was going off. But then when you, I mean, I just can't take him seriously. Like the
ad-libs,
like,
don't he have like ad-libs at the end? Like,
yeah. Like, oh, y'all just, fake. It seems fake to me.
It just seemed fake.
It did.
It did. It sounds mean.
Because you never hear Common say that.
Because we still used to, like.
Okay, let's be real, though. It's not like Common makes a lot of tracks like this. Let's be real. It's not like it's. Hearing this and not thinking this is in character is like, oh, you don't know his back catalog. I know his back catalog. He don't do tracks like this. He has not done tracks like this since Bitching You.
Right.
So
right.
Let's be real. This now, that was what, 10, 12, 13 years ago? So him doing this now, I think it was just almost like, I know you have something to prove, Common, and I know you've had people throwing the soft title at you.
They throwing
a
Hollywood title.
Come on.
I mean, the Hollywood thing, because he addressed
they throw the soft title at Common all the time. On,
because he makes it like a light. And
and because he walks around in the sweater, you know, the sweater vest and the hat and all that. And because he does make it's more emotional tracks. Common stepped his flow game up, too, it seems like.
Yeah, he did.
He's really riding beats now. Like,
on Ghetto Dreams.
Yeah, on Ghetto Dreams.
With him and Nas? Yeah. Oh, man. He was just nasty. And then Nas just finished it off just so perfect, man. God.
Even on the first track, I was like, okay, I didn't expect this. Like, where did this Common come from? Yeah. He's like, tried to fuck the roast, y'all let me finger. Damn, Common, what?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
I
think that's why he did that. I really do. I think that he only came, I don't want to say only, but I think he had a lot of motivation to make an album this dope. It's been 3 years.
Then you link it up with someone you didn't. Made your first three albums.
Right.
So he went home.
Oh yeah, he did. Right.
Exactly. There you go.
He took back to the comfort zone.
That's the sum up right there. Went home.
But he made a great album, man. And this probably would be on my top 10. And I'm not even a huge fan of Common.
You know what? That's kind of unfair about fourth quarter releases too, because you don't really get a lot of time to like really sit with it. Right. Like my top five and my list, a lot of stuff came out earlier.
Right.
So you get to sit with it and be like, damn, I really love this.
And you hear more and more stuff.
You hear more. You put it, exactly. And I really like Common, but it's hard for me to put it in the top 10.
Because
it's like you can't sit with it. I haven't really, you know, bumped it in the whip enough. I haven't, you know, just listened to it while I was at work. Or, you know what I'm saying? You just can't sit with it long enough.
But go get it, man. I you know, if you fuck with Common, man, you will not be disappointed. Especially if you love him working with No ID. Go get this shit.
And Common, like Mike said, Common stepped his flow game up. Like, and, you know, and that's hard to say from a guy that's been in the game for so long, has had a sound to actually, like, improve. Like, I don't know. That's like saying, just dope, man. Go scoop it up, man. Go scoop it up.
Dope album. Buy it. Support Common. Good album. Cut that sweet shit out, though.
I can't say it, man. He went home, man. No ID. Shout out to No ID for still bringing that heat, man. Copy.